Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I'm speaking to you about the Capricorn full moon. That arrives on Monday, the third day of July, at 7:39 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Well, let's just say that's a day before Independence Day, or the 4th of July. So a lot of people in the United States are having celebrations, and a full moon, of course, is heightening things, all kinds of things, things that are great and things that are not so great in the realm of feelings, but it is also giving you a very well-lit evening, and I would imagine keeping people celebrating even longer into the night, because it's light with the full moon there. So I decided I would do a recording for the full moon, and so here it is. Looking at it, obviously there's a polarity. Well, people who've heard a lot of these forecasts know that. The moon is opposing the sun, and the polarity is in Capricorn for the moon and Cancer for the sun. And this is always the issue between the Cancerian realm of the home and the Capricornian realm of the outer world, or the public life, Capricorn versus the private life, Cancer, the home and security and comfort, Cancer, versus the desire to achieve and be accorded status and respect in the outer world, Capricorn. So career versus family, etc. So these are the things that we're looking at. And, excuse me, in a mundane way, meaning looking at the outer world, we can see that there is a big dichotomy going on even within the government itself, which is Capricorn. Between those who are interested in creating and maintaining and supporting people in their homes and families and needs for food, etc., and that would be the Cancerian factor, which is sometimes called woke now, I think, and the Capricornian factor, which is more focused on the well-being of the wealthy and the corporate situation. And so we can view this in our own lives, but we can also view it outside. And it's possible that these things are happening in other countries other than the United States as well, because of the times that we are in. But at any rate, this is the polarity that needs to be balanced, neither too far one direction or too far in the other direction. What chances do we have of creating that polarity? This is coming to the center resolution. This is what we might be looking for with any full moon. Even people born on a full moon have that polarity, and you know, this can be the difference between their parents. Being usually the moon is the mother and the sun is the father, being as different as they could possibly be, and the child having to come to some integration of those qualities. So how can we do this right now? What aspects are being made by this polarity? So one of the helpful aspects being made is for the moon, it's a trine to Jupiter in Taurus, and for the sun, it's a sextile to Jupiter in Taurus. So this is the expansion of grounded energy. Try to stay focused. Also, the benevolence in the realm of finance, perhaps some level of it should be observed. and the ability to look at the sources of food supply with Taurus and nature itself. So that would be one way. Then we have the sextil for the moon to Saturn, who is now retrograde in Pisces, and a trine from the sun to Saturn. This is already, both of these have already taken place in real time, but this is in the chart, as still is an aspect. And so the Saturn energy can be also trying to stabilize and discover structures that can be supportive. But one of the issues with Neptune is that things can be dissolving. So certain issues may be being brought up where there are people feeling victimized or that their strengths are being eroded somehow. And this can happen also, again, in personal life as well as outer world. Venus is 3 degrees approaching Mars in Leo. She's never going to get to him, though, which is an interesting point here. And Venus and Mars, of course, are romance planets, but there's also about money in the sign of Leo in terms of investment, things like creative and children are involved in the sign of Leo. So the meeting of the feminine and the masculine in this sign, you know, to come to a union is not going to happen, as I said, because Venus is slowing down. She is going to retrograde on the 22nd and move further away from Mars, that who is moving further on, and will be out of Leo in not a very long period of time. But one of the ways we can see that this is not going to happen, even though it looks like it may be happening, is that both of these planets are in square aspect to Uranus in Taurus. Sudden change, a sudden upheaval. That can be in the financial realm. Taurus rules personal finances, or it could be in the world itself. So these are the kinds of energies that are happening. The sun in Cancer is with Juno at 6 degrees of Cancer on one side and Mercury at 14 degrees of Cancer on the other. The sun is being extremely sentimental, especially with Mercury there. It's a very sensitive place for Mercury to be. Not the strongest, and now it's combusted the sun, which is being very close to it and in the rays. So it isn't seen in the sky. So the thinking abilities aren't, you know, as strong as we would hope they would be. Again, more feelings oriented, and even Juno, who is looking at the issues of women and the ideas of marriage and partnership, all very emotional right now. And we know that that is already happening in the outer world because of a Supreme Court decision that's had to have a ripple effect to make people in a certain community feel really uncomfortable and insecure. You know, if you don't know, the Supreme Court sided with the bakers of the wedding cake, that they did not have to bake a cake for, I guess it was, you know, a same-sex couple. And so this is, you know, set a precedence now. And that means people can deny you their services if they don't like something about you. You know, it's interesting because, you know, maybe for some people that doesn't mean very much, you know, but for others, it will mean a lot. And so I can imagine that this cluster here for the full moon is going to bring some kinds of intensified expressions of the feelings about this, which are against the government, Capricorn. And so it's kind of an interesting thing. And the moon is sitting with Pholus, which is the lid comes off, which has seemed to be a way that we've been seeing responses to this Supreme Court right now and some of the various decisions that were made and some of the people on the court being revealed in an unfavorable way. So we've got a lot of this kind of thing happening in the outer world. But what's happening in your own life may be something, you know, different, but still, there is someone that has a lot of energy going into also the nostalgic areas of sentimentality and missing other, you know, people who aren't there, wanting things to feel comforting and warm and not getting that easily from some others. All right, so this is the day before the big celebration of independence in the United States, where, you know, you're going to be seeing a lot of patriotism as well, which is also Cancerian with Mercury there. And so just, you know, if you don't feel like being inundated with rhetoric, stay away from the media or scroll past, because you're going to be hearing a lot of stuff from whatever position, not just one. But it's not at least as volatile as it had been, because Mars has moved past the square to Uranus and Taurus. However, you know, I would suggest that, you know, probably people are keeping an eye out on gatherings that perhaps are more than just family gatherings. But things could get kind of intense still, because it's still within orb, the square to Uranus and Taurus. So just remember that and, you know, be the person who keeps the balance between too much on the feeling level and too little on the feeling level, and be the person who sends the calm, grounded energy out and is aware of other people's sensitivities, but not enhancing them in any way, just understanding. Pluto has retrograded, of course, into Capricorn, 29 degrees, and Neptune has just recently retrograded in Pisces at 27, so they continue their sextil. And their sextil with each other and the inconjunct, which is an 150-degree aspect to Mars in Leo, is making a configuration called a yod or finger of God, which actually, to me, is an arrow. And what we should be looking at is the point on the opposite side of Mars for our resolution. And I believe we talked about this for another one of our lunar events, and that is to go to the Aquarian polarity of Mars and Leo, and look at what is good for the group, because Mars and Leo is having difficulty adjusting his desires, you know, between a need to be sensitized and not be in a toxic mode, and the powers that be in control of the structures. You know, Mars in Leo is the warrior that is like really supporting and protecting their own land, their own family, their own stuff, you know. So it's hard for the Mars in Leo to come to a point of adjustment here. But if we can focus on the opposite of only having the passion for what we own and how to enhance it, you know, with investments or, you know, purchases and things. And just, again, look at the Aquarian point of being objective. That's one of the great attributes of that air sign. And also to be looking at what is best for the greater good, the greater good being your entire family, perhaps, or other people in the area, whatever it looks like to you. But in our country, certainly, it would be helpful if we could find that objective between polarities that look like Pluto and Capricorn, hold on to the upper status, and that look like the people who have compassion for people who haven't got, which is the Neptune and Pisces energy. See? So these things are happening because it's time for them to happen. We could look at them if we want to, and we can look at them within ourselves. Of course, we have the South Node right now at only 1 degree of Scorpio. We're almost out of the Scorpio Taurus lunar polarity. And we will find ourselves shifting into the new polarity of nodes as we get near the 18th and the 18th of July. So here's our last couple of weeks to be aware of lifting out of the negative use of power, manipulation, secrets, and coming to a point of standing grounded in peaceful certainty instead. Okay, well, there's probably more to say, but I think that's enough. And if you see these things happening during your holiday also, you may think, that's interesting. Look what they're saying and doing. Look at the differences between these people that I am celebrating with. And maybe you'll see something also within yourself. So I wish you a safe and happy holiday, and best wishes with this full moon, and I will say goodbye for now.